All right. I'm Bob, compulsive overeater.
Hi, Bob.
My life was great as a kid growing up. My parents wanted my brother and I to get involved in many different sports. We weren't into the football, baseball type of thing, but my dad was always into some type of racing. First, we started out trying soapbox derby racing. My brother and I, we weren't really fat, but we were just too big to fit in the soapbox derby cars. They're very, very small, tiny things, and we just couldn't get down into them. So when we got old enough, he started looking more into the go-kart racing or that type of thing. And we were just too big to fit in those too by that time. So he decided, went out and bought a boat, and we learned to water ski. My brother and I both kept thinking, something better than that, just the water skiing itself. And we found out about competition water skiing. Ski racing basically would be like car racing. They put buoys out, you go around that, being towed behind the boat. And we worked our way up to doing that. Now, as a young teen, I was going to a gym, working out 5 days a week. When I got into high school, I was doing my gym class at school. I had a weight training class in school, 3 nights a week at a gym after school. And the nights I wasn't at the gym, I'd run 5 miles. So I learned to work my way, work my weight down with no problem. I could eat anything I wanted, as much as I wanted, never had a problem with it. By the time I got into my 20s, my body was pretty well beat up. You could find at 90 miles an hour hitting the water, it's just like hitting the concrete. It hurts. You bust up a few parts of your body. So I finally, at 23, 24 years old, I started easing back from the competition, but I didn't stop the eating. I stopped racing, stopped the gym, just kept on doing things like I was, and ended up finding out that the one meal a day, starting at 8 in the morning, ending at 10 at night, wasn't the way to go either. I just kept on gaining weight, just kept going up and up. And in my 50s, I was up to 250 pounds. And I was doing okay with it. Physically, I felt decent, but I was just overweight. I tried many different diets. None of them worked. I could lose 10 or 15 pounds and great. And a year later I'd be up, that and a few pounds more again. Everybody here knows that same problem. We've all tried it. I did pretty much every diet, but I didn't do any of the medical type of stuff. I never took the shots, didn't do the pills, but just the diets themselves. I didn't like the diet foods, didn't like the diet mentality, but I kept trying. Well, finally, a day came at work. I got an injury, and I was off of work for 13 months. During that time, I was on painkillers, just sitting at home, watching TV and eating. I gained over 100 pounds during that 13 months. And when I got back to work, it was hard for me to even move. I was having a rough time. I was pushing 400 pounds at that point. I tried the diets, there at work, trying to do a lot more moving and doing things. And it was just not easy for me to do. I couldn't do the same job I had been doing. Basically, what I had done is I worked at Disneyland. I started out in the machine shop. But things happened and I got pushed out into the park doing work on maintenance on some of the attractions. And that's where I got hurt. So when I came back, doing the maintenance work on the rides is what I couldn't really do anymore. I couldn't do the climbing and the bending over that I had to do. So management, allowed me to move around, find other things. I got onto an attraction that I was capable of working with, something I was capable to do. Excuse me. What I found that I was having a good time with that worked out was if you know about California Adventure, there's a water ride there. The lift on that water ride is 700 feet long, so basically a city block long at a 20 degree angle. I was walking up and down that lift 3 to 4 times a night, and that helped me out. I lost about 15 pounds just going up and down there during the nights. And it's, from that point, I got feeling better, wanted to do more. So I started doing a lot of walking around the park during my break times and got to the point where I thought going up and down that lift is what did me more good than anything else. So on my breaks, instead of walking around through the park, I started just going up and down the lift. And it got to where I was jogging up that lift. Most people would have a rough time just getting to the top without stopping and taking a rest. And I was jogging up and back down 4 to 5 times during my lunch break. So I lost about 50 to 60 pounds in a couple of months just doing that. But, I still hadn't stopped the eating. I was still eating way too much. Just couldn't seem to stop. Anytime I could, there was always cookies and candy there at work, always grabbing something to eat whenever I was not doing something, I was eating something. And it just working with work, trying to do the work that I had to do, just kept doing what I could. Still wasn't doing any real exercise, just the walking and jogging. That's all I was doing. And finally, the time came while I was at a chiropractor. The chiropractor came to me one day, while we were, myself and my wife were being manipulated there. He came to me and said, your wife and I are going to go to a meeting this coming weekend. You want to go with us? Okay, I didn't have any idea what he was talking about, but okay, I'll go to the meeting with you. Then I heard him in the next room. Your husband and I are going to a meeting this weekend. You want to go with us? He knew how to work me and her around. So, I mean, and he was a good friend. Our kids were both in scouts together, so I knew him. So okay, that weekend we went with him to my first OA meeting. He actually thought it was going to be an OA HOW meeting. He hadn't been to one in many years, so he looked it up and found this, and he thought it was going to be one of the HOW meetings. Now, when he explained to me later about the gray sheet that wasn't there, I felt very happy. That gray sheet seemed to me just purely a diet. That's all OA HOW seemed to be when people explained it. And I was not into the God thing. That wasn't going to work for me. Religion was not a big deal in my life. So the first meeting that I was there, I heard a few people talking about God, but the most of the people were saying higher power. And that made me wonder. So after the meeting, I questioned a couple of people, what are they meaning by higher power? They explained how if they didn't believe or that they weren't believing in religion, so they used a higher power. So what is a higher power? Well, it's anything you believe has more power than you. The food has power over you. You need to find something that can be stronger than that food and you to keep yourself off of it. So I just started talking about higher power when I was in the program. Well, I went for a year in the program without a sponsor. During that time, I lost about 10 pounds just doing what I heard everybody talking about. I thought I was doing good. I lost 10 pounds and kept it off for that year. Till one day I heard one person say, if you don't have a sponsor, you're not working the program. So after the meeting, I went to him, asked him to be my sponsor. So he took me through the steps through the big book. And in 4 months, I lost 60 pounds. And during that time, I was really starting to feel good. I was able to do a lot better moving. I could bend and twist a lot better than I had before. And I just kept slowly going from there. You know, that 60 pounds was just a starting for me. And once I became a sponsor, started working with other people, taking them through the program, explaining how things work. And that's where I learned by working with others, you're doing yourself so much good. I get more out of working with other people than they get by work by me working with them. That's the whole purpose in the program. You got to get yourself out of yourself and working with other people. Keep your mind off of the food. That's been a great way to do things. I'm now at a point of 130 pounds under my top weight. Most of that is within these programs or within these meetings. And it's good to be there. You know, I'm having a good time with it. And I thank everybody and every person I meet in the program. I'm always trying to talk people about the program. Anybody asks me how I've lost the weight, I explain the program to them. And it's just a big part of my life now. I do 5 meetings a week. That's how sick I am. And I do service in 4 out of those 5 meetings. You know, and that's the way I do it. That's the way I do things. I've got 4 people that I sponsor. One, I've actually taken on a few months ago, a female. First time I've worked with a female, because most people say males work with males, females work with females. But this woman, she had a lot of problems. Yeah. She says she's asked many different people to be her sponsor, as she couldn't find anybody that she could connect with. But she had heard me talk many times about things, and she just asked me, and I told her I'd be willing to do it. But remember, when you get to step 5, you may have to talk to my wife more than me.
Yeah.
There's some things I might not want to know, some things she might not want to give out. But you know, I did her step 5 with her, and you know, I told her if there was anything else that she wanted to talk about, you know, she was willing, or I was willing to let her talk with somebody else in the program. She said she did, you know, did everything she needed. So I'm finding out it's not that bad working with the women too. You know, I'm willing to take on anybody now. I've got a new point in my life coming up. I've actually been thinking of retiring. I'm figuring in a little over a year, I'm going to retire. I'm going to move out of the California area. I want to go to Arizona by the water, Colorado River. So I've been in the act right now of trying to set up a place out there. I'm buying property, want to move out there. So my big problem I'm having with that is I've done some checking and there's no meetings out there within an hour of where I'm going to move to. So that's going to be a big part for me is starting up at least 1 meeting a week there. Hopefully, I can get more than that going. Yeah, if I can get a few people together, I'll be very happy. Open up my home to let people come in. And that's the way I do things. When COVID started clearing up, I got 2 meetings restarted, you know, took them off of Zoom, got them back going as face-to-face meetings. But I understand what it takes to get a meeting going, and I'm willing to do it. I want to work with everybody every way I can. So some of the things that I've learned along the way here. This way with it. Okay, I feel now like my brain has been rewired. I found that food is not my friend. It can't stop. Food is not my friend. It can't fix my problems. Can't fix a broken car. Can't fix my plumbing. It cannot right anything that's wrong. The only thing food can do for me is make me fat. Yeah, so I've learned, you know, big part right there. Just got to stay away from certain things and as much of it as I can. Actually, right now, just the last couple of months, let's see, last 4 months, I've started a new food plan. It's a high protein, no carb diet. It's even stronger than the keto diet most of you heard of. Well, this is even a stronger one than that. And it works great for me. They call it a carnivore diet. Meat and meat byproducts only. The only carbs that I'm taking in is what's in the condiments to go with it. I'm eating close to a pound of food a day. Most of that is meat. Some of it is eggs, milk, meat byproduct type of thing. And I've even learned how to make ice cream without using any sugar, without using anything. It's just eggs and milk, and freeze that and put a little bit of flavoring in it, and it tastes just like ice cream, and it works out. I've learned how to make tortillas out of eggs, wrap food in that, and various things that I've learned along the way, and it's coming along. Just in this 4 months, I've lost 15 pounds. And it's doing good. I'm slowly starting to bring vegetables back in. I was told it'd be best to do that. So once a week, I have a little bit of green beans or peas or something to that effect, a third of a cup with one meal once a week. And that's keeps my system working out good that way. But okay, enough about that one. Cravings, I've realized, is my higher power's way of telling me there's something wrong in my life. Anytime I start getting a craving for something, once in a great while, not a big thing, but if I crave it for more than once in a while, if I'm craving something for a day or two, I start looking back, work the steps, figure out what's going on, do another fourth and fifth step. Usually I'll find there's something wrong in my life that's causing me those cravings. It's not just that I want something, it's a reason why I want it. So, like I say, I do fourth and fifth steps often, do a lot of 10th steps. The 10th step is something I've learned. I've got one person at work I have a lot of problems with. Anytime him and I get into a bit of an argument or whatever, I'll just excuse myself and walk away. Go outside and walk around the building, make one or two laps around the building while I'm thinking about it, come back into the inn, go up to him, apologize for anything I've done wrong, and then go back to work. And it usually when I apologize to him, he'll apologize to me, and we're good friends again for a short time. So it works, 10th step. Always get yourself out of the situation that you have a problem with and apologize as soon as possible. Parties, holidays. This right now, we're towards the end of the trifecta right now, the Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. Everybody's doing parties right now. Parties usually have a lot of food. I've learned you're there to enjoy the people, not the food. Don't stand there at the table to keep munching on things. Get around and talk with the people. I can go to a party and just eat a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and walk away. I don't need to stand there munching on things all day. Which that reminds me too. I'm no good at a buffet anymore. Those little plates they give you, I take one of those little plates, I'll put a little bit of something all around that plate. I don't allow anything to touch each other. That way, that keeps my portion down. And buffets are okay to go to, just don't go back up there three or four times. Like I say, the parties, you're there to experience the people, not the quantity of the food. My time should be pretty close.